Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You may not think that there are many things to think about when you're beginning a walking program, but there really are, and walking is proven to be one of the single best exercises in the world. Exercise is medicine, we know that, and walking is one of the best ways to get started on that medicine, that youthful elixir. My guest is Tyler Norris. He's the Vice President of Total Health Partnerships at Kaiser Permanente. Welcome to the show, Tyler. So let's talk about walking. What do we need to know?
Well, first of all, excellent point. Walking is the single best thing we can do to improve our health and well-being mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And there are a series of things that walking helps us address. It helps us reduce premature death, build our cardiovascular health, manage our diabetes, or avoid becoming a pre-diabetic, or if you are, from becoming a diabetic, lowers the risk of cancer, particularly breast cancer and colon cancer. One of the most effective ways to reduce or treat hypertension. Incredible impact for managing any depression or anxiety or low feelings. A great way to be out in nature and boost our spirits, prevent osteoporosis and fractures, reduce risks of dementia over time. It's probably the simplest, free, most enjoyable thing we can do to improve our health. It is that youthful elixir. So one is to really see it not only as exercise as medicine, but what a great way to create joy by being out in nature or walking with a friend. I heard you and your guest on the previous piece talk about stretching. So I think in terms of beginning our own walking program as an individual or at our school or work, stretch, bring out your sunscreen, pick a safe route using one of the walking apps like everybodywalk.org as a way to find a good route, and then treat it as something that's fun that happens to be great for your health.
I love walking. Tyler, I am a walking person, a long-distance walker. I've done 45-mile walks and 60-mile walks, and I love my treadmill, and I love to walk outside in deep snow in my boots. You know, if it involves walking, I'm in. So people think about the different things that they need. Now, not necessarily just for the winter, but in my opinion, one of the most important things is a good pair of shoes, especially if you're on a treadmill or walking outside in the decent weather. So shoes. I like running shoes, even though I'm just walking, because they give me great support. Speak about shoes and what you think are the most important things to look for in a good pair of shoes.
Well, a very, very good point. And, of course, one of the most important things about shoes is a good fit and comfort so that you feel great during your walk and after your walk and you want to get back out there the next day. I, too, enjoy good running shoes or sneakers, and I tend to use that for my walks myself. But one of the things that I've done during my workday, because I try and have at least one walking meeting in lieu of a sitting meeting every day at work, is that I have made sure that my dress shoes, and not everybody wants to do that, particularly women who fancier dress shoes, but I have actually started wearing dress work shoes that are great for walking themselves, so that it's not like, well, I have to have special equipment and I can't just build a walk into my day. So if you have a planned walk, you're leaving from home, you want to bring your tennis shoes with you, that's great. But let's all think about how we can be wearing shoes that are more comfortable during the day so that it's not such an epic thing to build walking in, even if it's just using the stairs at the office or the kids' school rather than just, you know, planning a walk. Because we can build walking in even in 10-minute bouts and begin to contribute to our health.
People say to me, Melanie, that 10,000 steps a day you keep recommending is really hard. Now, I wear a pedometer, and I like my children to wear one, too, and we make it a little competition. Who gets the most steps in any week or in any day gets to pick the movie we're going to watch or whatever for the weekend.
Yeah.
And kids love a competition, so they'll start running up and down stairs, running around the backyard. But 10,000 does sound like a lot. Really, what constitutes about 10,000?
It does sometimes sound like a lot, and particularly when you use a pedometer and have a day where you don't sort of build a real walk into it and just kind of what adds up, you find yourself not getting that close. We like to think of it, and this matches the Surgeon General's recommendation, of 30 minutes a day. And the good news with that is we all know about 30 minutes, and some say, oh, gosh, I don't even have 30 minutes. But how about 3 10-minute elements during a break? And again, this idea of how could I walk to the store to pick something up, or to the post office, or park a little further away, or use transit as a way to walk to and from transit, so that rather than thinking, oh gosh, 10,000 steps in 30 minutes, how am I going to do that? It's, well, I could replace what I was going to do in the car with this walk, or I could build that walk to a restaurant for lunch, etc. And what we find is if you start thinking about it as 30 minutes or 2 15 minutes or 3 10s, you're going to get that. And by building it into the day, it doesn't become such a mental burden. And in fact, you can celebrate the fact that, of course, I did that. In fact, maybe I did 40 or 50 minutes. By the way, for kids, the Surgeon General's recommendation is 60 minutes a day, so they build it into the playground and activity, walking from the bus to school or safe routes as well. Yes.
Well, and I think that that's a whole show in itself, Tyler, is the children, how they're cutting gym and recess in favor of academics, which we need. However, the kids need to run around, get their beans out. We have this whole childhood obesity program, you know, situation going on in the country. But in any case, people, you know, want to walk. If they like walking, it's great exercise, as you've said, all the cardiovascular benefits, muscles, everything. I have always wanted to do a marathon, but I am not a runner. Right. What about walking a marathon? Have you ever known people who have done it? Is that acceptable, or do the runners look at you like, you know, you're dirt?
Well, that's a great question, and on one level, it's like, who cares? I'm out there. But yes, I've seen many, many more marathons, including here in the Bay Area where we live, where walking is becoming a part of it. And of course, you sort of start towards the back, so you're not in the way of the people who want to get a strong start, and it takes more time. But we're starting to see groups of walkers joining marathons and signing up for them at the end, and then they're with other walkers, so they're not feeling alone or somehow second class because they're not part of it. And not only that, but if you're sort of imagining someday I want to run a marathon or I want to walk a little longer, what a better way to begin is the training by setting an aspiration like that, if it is one's aspiration. So I think it's what's interesting about walking is whether we're training to something for a marathon like your good idea, or, hey, I want to have a little more time with a friend I don't get to see that much, or more time with my children. I know with teenagers, sometimes I don't get to talk to them that much. How can I start to make walking a simple way to do something else I want to do, like connect with a friend, a coworker, think about a difficult question I'm facing in my life, a chance to kind of clear the air, clear my head from maybe a difficult meeting? And so whether it's training for something or just a way to create joy or spaciousness in our lives, what a simpler way than just building a walk into it.
Now, we don't have a lot of time, just about less than a minute left, but what about shin pain? People feel that when they start to walk.
Well, I think that's really important to start slow and pace yourself, and it continues, talk to your physician about it, no question. But stretching and taking your time and not overwalking, give yourself a little bit of massage, or better yet, get one from a friend or a therapist. But really taking your pace and in no way, stressing any part of our body. A walk doesn't need to do that. So take it slow, take it easy, and build up rather than getting all over the top and then stressing ourselves and then setting ourselves back.
Well, certainly it is. What great advice. And, you know, as I tell people, if you don't walk, you won't walk. It's something that you do. You learn it when you're about one or a little older, and hopefully you can do it well into your 90s and beyond. It's a wonderful form of exercise. It's great for your heart. It is medicine. Walking is medicine. So get out there, take a walk, get on a treadmill, get yourself a good pair of shoes, and just start yourself a walking program. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. Stay well.